The late U.S. House Speaker Tip O'Neill is famous for having said, "All politics is local." Along those lines, the late writer Katherine Tucker Windham also coined the phrase that Alabama was just one big front porch. With that in mind, APR political commentator Steve Flowers focuses on Shelby County and its place in Alabama's political world.
Shelby County sits in the geographic center of Alabama. Because of its seniority and longevity in Washington, some people probably think that the county is named for our senior U.S. Senator Richard Shelby. It is not. Shelby County is renowned for being the fastest-growing county in Alabama for the past four decades. It is now one of the most populous counties in Alabama. Although it has become a mecca of upscale suburbanites in the Birmingham metropolitan area, it has not always been a suburban enclave of Jefferson County. It was up in about 40 years ago, a county much like most of the counties in the state. It is part of a four-county Shelby, St. Clair, Chilton, and Bibb County area that was the home to the original white Republicans in the state. These folks epitomized the Alabamians who were not inclined to leave the Union as the onset of the Civil War. They were yeoman farmers who worked their own land, lived off their own labors. They owned few, if any, slaves. They simply wanted to be left alone to raise their crops and their children and go to church. They were Protestant and went to church three or four times a week. Their life revolved around their church and their Bible. Even today, these kinds are probably the most religious in Alabama. There's a church on almost every corner in Chilton County. If Alabama's the Bible Belt, then this area is the buckle. Shelby County was the home of progressive Republicans. In fact, they more closely resembled New England Republicans in their political philosophy. They were frugal, yet they might be willing to pay more in taxes to the government, especially if it went to education. They believed education was a route for a better future for their children. Even though they lived off the land, and were proud of their 40 acres, they aspire for their children to move past the life of seeing the rear end of a mule for 12 hours a day. They felt that a good education for their children could allow them to become very prestigious in the future. Columbiana was the county seat and the largest town in the county. The only other town in the county was Montevallo, which had a college. Several old Shelby County political families have been around Alabama politics for quite a while. I recall walking down Dexter Avenue toward my perch as a commentator on election night, inauguration night in 2011. I stopped to speak to Governor Bentley, who was from Shelby County, and then ran to a host of Shelby County folks. They were all lifetime members of Shelby County Klan. I saw Conrad Fowler, Jr., who practices law in Columbiana. He was a stellar tight end for Bear Bryant, Alabama. Conrad Jr.'s daddy was Conrad Bully Fowler. He was a distinguished and longtime probate judge of Shelby County. Bully Fowler holds the distinction of being one of the few who ever beat George Wallace in a political race. Bully Fowler and Wallace were contemporaries at the University of Alabama. Bully beat Wallace for the presidency of the Cotillion Club. Conrad's partner for more than four decades, the most prominent law firm in Columbiana and Shelby County, has been Butch Ellis. Butch served a couple of terms in the state Senate with distinction. He was one of the most honest and popular men to ever serve in the Alabama Senate. Butch's daddy, Handy Ellis, was also a state senator as well as lieutenant governor. He ran second to Big Jim Folsom in the 1946 governor's race. Butch Ellis and Governor Bentley are actually related by marriage. As Katherine Tucker Windham told us, Alabama is really just one big front door.
Thank you all for listening.